show's lots of fun. Grab some coffee and a cinnamon bun while you listen to famous people 411. Gio and Kira have the best show. 5 to 10 a.m. on your radio. I've been waiting all day for great country. Gio and Kira are your MCs. Listen every day, they'll make you happy.
Gio and Kira in the morning. Happy Monday, October 25th, 2021, 5:36. And hope you had a great weekend. What's up, Kiki?
Gio. Oh, that sounds weird.
No, you're good.
Really?
I think so.
Oh, you didn't hear? Okay, that was weird. When I talked, I heard something weird in my headphones.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, how's baby Bodhi?
Oh, baby Bodhi is beautiful as ever.
Oh, just getting more and more beautiful.
Yeah, it's got like 3 teeth coming in, 2 in the bottom, the 1 up top.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just changing by the second.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, I just saw him, I don't know, saw him Labor Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So from Labor Day weekend, it's just... just changing, you know, looks more and more like a real baby. You know what I'm saying?
He's a real baby.
So it's just great to see, you know, just love him so much.
Yeah. Did you get some good snuggles in?
I got some good snuggles in, some good kisses in. Yeah.
Ooh-hoo.
Of course.
So sweet.
So it's good to see everyone's doing well. All the kids are doing well. So.
Did you just kind of hang around the house, have dinner at home?
Yeah. Just hang around the house, have dinner at home. You know, they cook for me. And, just, you know, did some walking with my daughter Chelsea on Saturday. Did like an hour walk with the baby.
Awesome.
You know, she carries the baby and she has the stroller too, just in case she gets tired, you know, because he's a little heavy.
Yeah.
So
he's not getting any lighter.
Yeah. So, got my fill of, you know, housewives of this, housewives of that.
Oh, yeah. Your daughter likes that,
yes,
right?
Yes. On TikTok, they say this. The TikTok, very into TikTok.
Okay. That's good for you, though, to be plugged in, since we're TikTok stars now.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Hardly.
Of course.
2 videos. But, you know, you got to start somewhere.
I'm like rolling my eyes when she's, you know, talking about the housewife shows.
Yeah,
you know, she's relating. She's relating it to something with the kids, or like houses. Like we'll see like a beautiful house or something on the walk. Oh my God, look at that! They're so rich. Wow. Okay.
I can't get invested in those shows. I don't know why.
No, I can't get. I can't either.
Gives me anxiety. So much drama.
Yeah. I used to be like all into the reality shows from Survivor to the Kardashians. I used to be all Real World. Remember Real World?
I liked Real World,
you know,
actually.
Not all the episodes, so I was into that and stuff, but I just can't get into that anymore.
Yeah, it stresses me out.
You know, it does? It does stress you out a little bit?
Well, with all the drama, you know?
Yeah. It's that's the drama. Drama creates the ratings.
Yeah,
I get it. So how was your New York City trip?
Oh, it was great. Yeah, I had a bad drive, too, though. Lots of traffic. We just didn't matter what time we left. We left at, like, noon on Friday, and
it
didn't matter.
Yeah, I left at 10.
Mm-hmm.
10. So that's the, I think that's the difference. Remember, recently I've been trying to go like in the middle of the week.
Yes.
Like a Wednesday.
Fridays are just death.
Fridays, I think, is death. It doesn't matter what time if you got to go through to New York and stuff. So.
Yeah, anyway. It was good though. It was good to be there.
Good medicine to hang out with family members.
Yeah.
That's like the best medicine ever.
It's the best. You know? Family's the best.
And I get treated like a king. I don't got to cook anything.
Yeah, they really like you over there.
Yeah. Hey, Chelsea.
I'm surprised you don't go home more often.
I get breakfast. I get lunch. You know, dinner. So it's all good.
You got it made in the shade.
Yeah, I do. Anyway, hope you had a fantastic weekend. 5:39. We have your Mind Bender next.
That's the good stuff.
Alrighty, so Margaret DeLulo from Pennsylvania just celebrated quite the milestone. She turned 106 years old. I know.
Wow.
I know.
I don't think I'm going to make it to 106. Keith.
Well, maybe not with that attitude, Chi-Chi. You're getting your steps in. You're doing everything right. Plus, you're a nice guy.
Trying.
We want to keep you
around.
So, of course, back to Margaret. Of course, when you have a birthday like that, everyone's like, all right, girl, spill the tea. What's your secret to your longevity? So, along with spending time with her children and her grandchildren and her great-grandchildren and having a healthy diet and being active and all those things, she has a Yingling lager beer every single day.
Wow.
And she thinks that has a lot to do with it. Because a life without fun is no life at all, young Chi-Chi.
One Yingling a day.
One Yingling a day keeps the doctor away. It's not apples. It's beer. So the brewery got wind on this. And they were like, oh, this is awesome for our marketing.
Wow.
We love an old lady spokesperson. So they wanted to show their appreciation for her loyal support all these years. So they showed up to the facility where she works with a big old truckload of beer. She's not going to have to buy beer. I mean, probably for the rest of her life, if we're being honest.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be negative.
You trying to go dark there?
Well, no. They gave her a lot of beer. Yes. It's probably 10 years. Do we think she's going to live to 116?
You're right. I'm just playing with it. I think it's safe to say.
I took it to a dark place, hanging out with you too long. Jeez.
All right, a U.S. Marine veteran, Semper Fi, helped stop an armed robbery in Las Vegas. So this guy was a customer at a Chevron gas station, okay, when three suspects came in. One had a gun. All right. The suspect pointed the gun toward the cashier and the Marine vet immediately took control of the situation and somehow got the weapon out of his hands.
Oh, wow.
And then held him down while the cops came. Okay. The other two scooted. You know?
Yeah.
Bunch of wussies. You know, they scooted off.
That's what I would do. Jeez.
And when they asked him, you know, the cops, the newspaper people, whatever, asked him, like, how was he able, how did you do that? How did you take control of this situation? The Marine responded with this quote. The Marine Corps taught me not to mess around.
Oh, I love that. Love it.
Love it. And that right there is the good stuff.
Tap message us on the WOKQ app to reach Chio and Kira in the morning.
6:37, happy Monday, famous people 411. We got that on the way in about 10 minutes.
Uh-oh, Kane Brown took a little spilly spill and fell off the stage at one of his shows. I'm going to unpack that story and more with the famous people 411.
East Coast famous people 411 on Gio and Kira in the morning.
The Famous People 411 is brought to you by Cardi's Furniture and Mattresses on Route 1 in Seabrook. Well, this is some saddening news. James Michael Tyler, he's the actor who played the role of Gunther on Friends, passed away yesterday. He lost his battle with cancer at the age of 59. So sad. He was so young.
Yeah.
I loved him. I loved him on the show. I loved his character. He was so funny. He was obsessed with Rachel.
Right.
All the time.
I remember that.
Kane Brown was performing in Memphis, Tennessee Saturday night, and he was walking down a riser and lost his footing. He tumbled off the stage into the arms of a security guard.
Good catch.
That's pretty lucky.
Good catch, yeah.
I mean, he could have just landed right on a fan. Splatted them like a pancake. The show came to a halt for a while, you know, obviously, because he fell off the stage. And when he returned to the stage, he was able to power through being completely not mobile, though, like sitting down and like stripped down versions of his song. So he couldn't walk around or really like work the stage like he normally does.
Wow.
His ankle is really swollen. He posted a picture of it on Instagram with like a funny comment like, this looks normal. And he also powered through his show last night in Atlanta, Georgia.
That's different, though. When you're young like that and your bit is, you know, you're moving around, you're working a crowd, and then you got to, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's kind of a bummer. So,
wow.
I mean, props to him for still performing and not letting his fans down, but hopefully he recovers soon from that. I don't think he has a show until November 4th now, so hopefully he can rest it and start feeling better soon. So we have some updates on the messed up situation that happened on a set with Alec Baldwin. If you didn't hear about this yet, it was like a prop gun situation, and the gun misfired and killed someone. It killed a cinematographer. So he hadn't spoken out about it for a few days, and then he finally, Alec Baldwin, released a statement on social media just talking about his immense sadness and shock about what happened. And he said, quote, "I'm fully cooperating with the police investigation to address how this tragedy occurred." And he goes on to say he's also in touch with her husband. You know, she was a wife. And
oh, my God.
She had a little boy.
That's going to mess him up, too. Can you imagine living with that?
It's awful. Yeah, it's awful. So he's reportedly met with the husband, and he's offering support to the family. And it's wow. It's just really sad, and it's still unclear how it happened. I mean, I guess the assistant director handed Alec a gun, and he said, "It's a cold gun," which means that it has blanks in it, as opposed to a hot gun that has real bullets in it.
Right,
you can't tell. I don't know a lot about guns, but that's those are the facts. I'm a little surprised. Why would you even use a real gun? Like, I get it. You want it to look authentic, but...
You know, I don't know.
Use a gun that has capabilities to kill someone on a set of a movie.
Correct.
I mean...
Like, I don't know, but the headline said prop gun.
Well, now they're saying it's a real gun.
Real gun.
That was supposed to have blanks in it.
Gotcha.
But it didn't. I mean, I get it. You want the movie to look realistic, but at what cost? I mean, this is horrible.
Yeah, I saw somewhere that he did something that you're never supposed to do, like on a set with the cold gun or whatever. Maybe his job was to, if it's a real gun, so they hand you the gun. Okay, you tell me it's cold. Okay, but I'm still supposed to check.
Oh, you're still supposed to check.
I don't know. You know.
Yeah.
You hand me the gun, so the rules, he broke the rule, whatever that is. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm just assuming. I don't know. This ain't fact. But I did see a headline. I didn't read the whole story. But, you know, Alec Baldwin, you know, broke rule number one on a movie set with guns. So you hand me the gun. You're the assistant, whatever, producer. I get the gun, and maybe I'm supposed to. Okay, check.
Yeah, there's a step that he missed.
Instead of assuming, she told me.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a mess. It's a mess.
Oh, what a horrible mistake. Some good news out of it. There was the director, Joel Souza. He was in critical condition last week, but he's expected to make a full recovery. He's been released from the hospital. So guess that's good. Mm-hmm. What a mess, huh? Mm-hmm. That is the Famous People 411.
Hey, coming up this morning on the show, Chio and Kira in the Morning, 8:20. We do it four times every day. So 8:20, we'll have the first code word of the day to escape to Florida with Old Dominion.
97.5
is Chio and Kira in the Morning. We are number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. Hopefully you had a great weekend. Your Monday is off to an amazing start. So we have Michelle. Michelle's on the line. She wants to know, well, I'm going to let her tell you. She's from New Hampshire, and we say, hey, what town are you from? You know, Derry, Portsmouth, Dover. But in this situation, I'm just going to say New Hampshire. Okay, so, Michelle, what's going on?
Well, so, like, with COVID and everything, I'm just, like, not into passing out candy to kids right now. It just seems like it's not safe. And also, I don't really want strangers coming up to my door, but am I a jerk for not participating in Halloween?
Ooh, the lights are out. Don't come a-knocking. Because you're not getting nothing. Nada. No candy for you.
Right. Yeah. Literally, like, ghost town up in here.
All right, Michelle. So what do you think, kids?
Is she being a jerk? I think the kids are going to think so.
Hit us up, 844-975-9467. Michelle wants to know, is she being a jerk for not giving out candy on Halloween? 844-975-9467. That is the Jay Carnes and Son Roofing Listener Line. We'll take your calls right now. Trying to, you know, we just want to help her out.
She wants some advice.
I do have a hot take on that.
Oh, don't you always?
Okay, yes, but I'll save it for later. What do you think? 844-975-9467.
It's Gio and Kira. Want to join the show? Message us now on the WOKQ app.
Hey, it's Kira.
Time now for Can't Beat Kira, brought to you by the Goat Bar and Grill.
Julia in Goffstown, welcome in.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Let's kick Kira out and let's get the party started.
All right, Kira, get out of here.
All right, Julia. Good luck to you, m'lady.
Thank you.
All right, Kira has officially left the OKQ studios. This is a three-question pop culture contest. You get more right, you win. A tie goes to Kira, but if you can tie her, we'll give you the prize.
Okay. Perfect. Right.
And the theme is 80s. I love the 80s. So all these questions are from the 1980s, okay?
All right.
Here we go, Julia. Good luck. Question number one. Who is credited with the invention of the internet in 1989? This is multiple choice for you, Julia. Your choices are Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, Steve Wozniak, or Tim Berners-Lee. Tim Berners-Lee.
Bill Gates.
You're going Bill Gates?
Yeah.
Okay. Question number two. Which iconic album by Michael Jackson released in 1982 is still the second best-selling album of all time? Multiple choice again. So these are all album titles from Michael Jackson. Which one are we talking about? Is it Off the Wall, Bad, Thriller, or Dangerous?
I'm going to go with Thriller.
You're going to go with Thriller. And final question, which child actor rose to stardom in the 1982 Spielberg movie about an unfortunate alien that gets stranded on Earth? Your choices are, multiple choice again, Drew Barrymore, River Phoenix, or Sean Astin?
So I'm assuming it's E.T., and I know it was a boy, I think, or, like, the main character, or are they just in it?
They're in it.
All right, I'm going to go Drew Barrymore.
You're going to go Drew Barrymore?
Yeah, I'll try it.
E.T. phone home. You hold on. We'll play part two next.
97 time now for Can't Beat Kira, brought to you by the Goat Bar and Grill.
I'm going to wave Kira Lou in. How well do you think you did, by the way?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I love the 80s, but I'm really bad at remembering names.
All right. Let's see. Kira's back. Welcome back, girl.
Hey, thanks, Gio.
Hey, thanks, Gio.
It's great to be here.
All right, Kiki, good luck, okay?
Thanks, man.
All right, who is credited with the invention of the internet in 1989? Multiple choice, Kira Lou. Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, Steve Wozniak, or Tim Berners-Lee?
The internet?
Yes. Who created the internet in 1989? It was created in 1989.
Well, what was the third one?
Steve Wozniak.
That guy.
You're going Steve Wozniak.
Yeah.
Julia said Bill Gates. Bill Gates is not the right answer. He did not create the internet. Steve Wozniak and Steve Jobs created Apple.
Oh.
They're the two guys who created Apple in Steve Jobs' garage. At his parents' house. The correct answer, both of you guys are wrong. The correct answer is Tim Berners-Lee. He created the internet. He's credited with creating the internet in 1989, and he's from England.
Okay.
A scientist in England.
I just learned something.
Yeah, well, the show's all about learning something, right?
Yes, he's educational.
He's a scientist in England and Britain, and he wanted to create like a network where he can talk to other scientists around the world. That's
okay.
How that started. There you go.
Smart cookie.
Yes, so it's 0-0. Which iconic album by Michael Jackson released in 1982 was still the second best-selling album of all time? Multiple choice again, Kira. Off the Wall. So these are all titles from Michael Jackson. Off the Wall, Bad, Thriller, or Dangerous?
Bad.
Bad. You going Bad?
Mm-hmm.
Julia said Thriller. Thriller is correct.
Oh, yes.
Good job, Julia.
Okay.
Thank you.
So it is 1-0, Julia. Question number three. Which child actor rose to stardom in the 1982 Spielberg movie about an unfortunate alien that gets stranded on Earth. Your choices are Drew Barrymore, River Phoenix, or Sean Astin.
Drew Barrymore.
Julia said Drew Barrymore. You say Drew Barrymore, and both you guys are correct. It's Drew Barrymore.
E.T. phone home.
So that is a 2-1 victory for Julia. Wow.
Dang it.
Yay.
I knew I'd lose. I stepped on the scene in 1988.
She was all worried about it, too. Like, hey, are these crutches, like, real hard? Like, will somebody my age be able to get these answers? Like, I go, it's the 80s. We're gonna change it up a little bit. They're all
my. I mean, I'm 26, so I got it.
Oh, burn! Burn, Cheerilee!
Should I just go home?
Burn, baby, burn. Disco Inferno. I don't know where that came from.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Wrong,
oh, boy.
Wrong era.
Let me bring it back. Let me bring it back. All right, so a phrase of shame, Kiki.
Okay, all right. I was putting it off. My name's Kira. I'm from Portsmouth, and I can't beat Julia from Goffstown.
Wow. 26 years old, got the 80s win. Way to go, Julia. And
thank you.
We are going to hook you up. Tickets to see Chase Rice, Hampton Beach Casino Ballroom, November 5th. Congrats.
Thank you.
Live from Town Square Media. Lavish show. 97.5 WOKQ wants to hook you up with tickets to the show, airfare, hotel, and $500 spending money. Here's Chio and Kira with this hour's code word.
This is code word number one, 820. It's mouse. Mouse.
M-O-U-S-E. That's mouse. Open up your 97.5 WOKQ app and enter that word into your contest page. Good luck.
Things you need to know next.
Hey, it's Jad from the afternoon.
Here's things you need to know with Chio and Kira. In the
From SeacoastCurrent.com, brought to you by the Hexel Corporation at Hexel.com. Body of missing New Hampshire boy was found buried in a Massachusetts state park. Two sheds and a garage burned down in a Newton, New Hampshire fire. And finally, Maine's second Chick-fil-A location has set an opening date. Download the free Seacoast Current app for details on those stories and more. Be current, stay current at SeacoastCurrent.com. What's happening, Chi-Chi?
Good news. The Patriots offense exploded yesterday for 54 points. So they beat the New York Jets 54-13. Their record now improves to 3 wins and 4 losses. A new survey by Party Casino reveals that 40% of women would trade their husband or boyfriend for James Bond.
Harsh.
64% of women would trade their husband or boyfriend for Daniel Craig's version.
Okay.
James Bond. Do you, you familiar with Daniel Craig?
No, I saw a few James Bond movies, but not with him. So I don't even know what he looks like. I saw like the Pierce Brosnan one.
Oh, okay.
Is that GoldenEye?
I can't remember, but he did play. That's a while back, too.
Yes, he did it was my play. Brother's favorite version.
Because I was going to ask you, do you think Daniel Craig is a good-looking guy, good-looking man?
I actually don't even know what he looks like.
Google it.
I'll give him a Googs here. Okay. Daniel Craig. Oh, English. Oh, yeah, it's the accent, probably,
you
too.
You think it's the accent?
Oh, he comes up shirtless right away. God Ooh. Bless the internet. Oh, yeah,
dang.
Totally.
Is that an old dang?
That's an old dang. For sure.
26% of men would trade their wife or girlfriend in for Bond girl Halle Berry.
Oh, yeah, she's a beauty.
Yes, she
always
is.
Has been.
Still looking good. She's like in the 50s now, like 53 or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, aging like a
yeah,
fine wine.
Still looking good. And finally, I love this. Love it. This is going to be a great gift for anyone who is a fan of Squid Game, okay? So for $90, a Squid Game alarm clock.
Mm-hmm.
It's now available. Kind of expensive for an alarm clock. But the clock resembles a miniature version of the doll.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. From the hit Netflix show that shoots players dead during the deadly game of red light, green light. So when the clock's alarm goes off, the theme music plays.
Ooh. Creepy.
And then the doll's head
spins.
Yeah, turns in your direction.
Exorcist doll, cool.
And a dart is fired at you.
Stop it. People want this?
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't want to wake up like that.
It's not a real dart. It's like a
cushion. I know.
It's like a cushion thing.
It's stupid. Come on. How much is it?
$90.
That's too
4
much.
O'clock.
That shoots a dart at you.
That's a great pit, man. Wow. Will that wake you up? That's the question, because obviously it's not going to be power. You know, I mean, would you even, if you're a deep sleeper, I don't even know if that would wake me up.
Well, we'll find out. I'm getting you one for Christmas.
Okay, there you go. I'll get you one for Hanukkah.
Thanks, man.
That's what's happening.
Safety Insurance Radar weather forecast is brought to you by Granite State Solar. So rain early on, then mostly cloudy skies by the afternoon, a high in the low 50s. And then tonight, some showers evolving into a more steady rain overnight and a low of 42. It's 44 in Manchester, 42 in Concord, and 44 here on the seacoast at number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ.
So Facebook question today, dumb things people do in scary movies. If you want to add to the list, 844-975-9467. That's 844-975-9467.
On the WOKQ app to reach Chio and Kira in the morning.